Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I want to talk about what you think things mean when people post them on social media. And we can focus about our Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. You can find us all on there if you want to follow the show and us individually. Once again, that's Joe and McKenzie. I bring this up because they say psychologists revealed what your photographs on Instagram say about you, at least according to this psychologist.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Take it for what it is. The doctor says landscape photos, and by that they actually say like things like, I saw a photo of you, McKenzie, on the beach she posted. I thought it was a really good looking photo. You looked incredible and it looked beautiful.
Thanks,
and
Joe.
Looked nice. Well, she said saying that that means that you're seeking validation from those closest to you. So that doesn't even mean like everybody, that, but almost like us, I'd assume, or family member.
A landscape photo?
Yes, it says this. The doctor, the psychologist, says that landscape photos likely mean you're seeking validation from those closest to you.
So if you say, like, oh, this is a beautiful sunset.
It's like, oh, look at there's misvalidation again.
Interesting. Okay.
See, yeah, I figured like, nah, I wouldn't have got that. She says selfies, which who doesn't do those, are a way of trying to impress someone as they're always well prepped. Now, I will agree with that. And I'm not knocking. He looks really good. But Pork Chop, unless he's not, I feel like his photos look so good and prepped. Are they not prepped, Pork Chop? Or are they just all like one click? Because everybody takes their time on selfies, right? Nobody posts the first photo.
I definitely think that you can have ones that aren't like super filtered, not face-tuned, whatever. But like I take selfies and I post them on my Instagram story and I'll post them on my wall. And it's because like I know I think I look pretty. But like that doesn't mean they have to be like prepped for 30 minutes. But like obviously I'm going to post a selfie where I think I look pretty.
Why would you post like a haggard picture of yourself?
Right,
like,
which obviously I want people to see me when I'm looking pretty.
833-563-2539. That's what I want to see, if people agree with this psychologist or you're like, no, they're making it up. Because, I mean, guys, psychologists, I mean, they understand the human brain, don't they? Like, dude, maybe they do know what they're talking about. Pork Chop. But my question for you, you look really good. I'm not knocking you. I'm just asking you if what she's saying true for some of the selfies that you have on your personal Instagram, but also Joe and McKenzie.
Well, I feel like on average, I have to take about 6 pictures to get one that I actually like. I've got a couple up there where are, you know, hashtag no filter, but then
hashtag I'm secretly lying.
No, I mean, I say it. If I have to filter the picture, I'll let you know. Like, there's one on there that's, like, got a billion filters. I mean, you can tell. You can tell if there's a billion filters on it
like
or not.
I feel like 6 takes is that slow, though. Like,
really?
Who doesn't take a million pictures?
That's what I'm wondering, because I never do a good first photo.
Yeah, me neither. I have to do 6, and it's usually the 6th one that
I think
like.
You're a sociopath if you just click a first photo and don't do anything to post it. Like, nobody does that.
Wait, I do that.
No way.
Yeah, on
I'm
my
with
Instagram story.
You're a sociopath.
Yeah.
How the
you
table
just
is turned.
Click a picture. No, we're talking about posts, like a selfie.
I have
you
an
just
idea.
Click a first picture.
For a selfie, yeah. So, I'll, like, pose, and then I'll wait until I'll wait to click it until I see a lighting I like, because I'm obviously seeing myself in the camera, and then I'll click it, and then I'll post it.
So you posted a picture recently at Liv Karis. Gorgeous picture. I even commented and said gorgeous.
Oh, you're that gonna was filtered. Okay. I'm saying a selfie, like me holding here. I will literally show you a selfie that I just took that I posted on my Instagram story.
By the way, Liv has the new iPhone and it is so bomb. I have to say, like, the camera and just the video, I'm super impressed with it.
Like, that was a first photo take. And like, I'm not, like, I wouldn't like filter that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so it's like, I think
I just was saying
happens.
I don't think the majority of people, I think they probably take like a few.
Yeah,
pics.
Probably have a photo shoot of them.
Just
and
like,
I've done that too.
Yeah, just be like, oh yeah, this is the best one.
The truth comes out.
I definitely think if you post a picture when you're traveling or like you're in Europe, you're trying to look like you're cultured or adventurous.
Okay, well then that's a question. Are there certain photos you see people post? You're like, oh, they're doing it because of this. Like,
yeah.
Like, do you think that's what it is?
I think that's cool, though. Like, if someone's like the Great Wall of China, like, I will never be there. So I would like to see what that's like. I want to see those pictures. I mean, no offense, but honestly, it's pretty boring. Like, if you post a million pictures of you and your cat. I would like to see some out and about, like,
McKenzie,
Pork Chop.
He's right here. You don't have to
no,
be so direct.
No, I'm totally not talking to Pork Chop. I'm just saying people that diss other people and kind of hate on them, like, it's because, well, sorry, you're boring.
But the last thing I posted thing was of my cat, by the way.
But here's the thing,
I love you, Chops. I wasn't talking about you.
Even though we can identify it, I don't think there's a problem with it. Like, I'm going to post a selfie of me because I think I look good in the picture and I want other people to see me looking pretty. there's nothing wrong with that. Again, if I'm traveling and I'm posting a picture of me on a boat, I want it to look like I'm having fun because I probably am having fun. And I want people to know that, like, I'm on a boat. That's cool.
Well, the good thing, if you're going for the angle of I hope I look drunk, you've achieved that in all of your photos.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.